From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. North Korea's state news agency has issued a rare direct criticism of China, citing commentaries from Chinese state media. The Korea Central News Agency warned Beijing should not test the limits of North Korea's patience. The KCNA commentary said calls by China for North Korea to abandon its nuclear program cross the line and violate its rights. China's Global Times made such remarks Thursday, saying North Korea is grappling with a form of irrational logic when it comes to its nuclear program. The Global Times further said China will not allow its border region to be contaminated by North Korea's nuclear activities. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote Thursday to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as the Obamacare. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy told reporters late Wednesday to expect a vote the next day. He said the legislation will pass. House Speaker Paul Ryan says things are heading in the right direction.
We've not yet made any decisions on a vote, but this is more progress, and we will continue our progress and our work to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks otherwise.
This version is worse than the other version. So all the reasons people didn't like Trump Care 1, they're going to dislike Trump Care 2 even more.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said, despite the addition of money to help those with pre-existing conditions, the bill will make it impossible for millions of Americans to afford the health coverage they need. This is VOA News.